Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen,
are you ready? 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 1, 1.
And on Wednesday, I listen to GQ Palace Radio with the Diva Squad.
Hey, what's up, y'all? This is Shay. And I want to say I love chilling with the Diva Squad on Wednesday. Talking about I love them. Shout out to the GQ Palace. It's Buddy.
This is Taisha, and on Wednesdays, I listen to the Diva Squad on GQ Palace Radio.
Hey, hey, it's Lavina. If you haven't heard, the best place to be is chilling with the Diva Squad on GQ Palace Radio. Love fantasy is what it is.
Welcome to GQ Palace Radio. You are now on Love Fantasy with your Diva Squad. It's Butter Baby, baby.
Welcome back to GQ Palace Love Fantasy. I am one of your hosts, Storm. One of my fellow divas will be joining me shortly, but we will continue on and start the show. This show airs every Wednesday, 8 p.m., the number to call, all the time. You have to press that one button to be able to go on the air, so you have to make sure you guys press that one. I'm expecting some phone calls tonight, so ladies, press the one button, the number to call, 319-527-6761. On this show, we do adult topics. We do a little bit of politics from time to time. We also interview. We'll start doing a little interviewing. Usually our interviews are done on our Friday show, but the Diva Squad, we kind of like dibble-dabble on it a little bit. But we are trying to expand GQ Palace, so make sure you check us out. We're on every website there is. And you can also Google us. We have a show on Tuesday, our Tuesday show. That show is going to air every Tuesday. I believe it airs at 7 p.m. You can check us out, Slow Jams, playing the hottest Slow Jams every Tuesday. Same number to call from the 70s until now. It's called Love Sensation. So, of course, you set the tone, you put the music on, you enjoy yourself. You could even do requests. If you have special requests that you want to do also, you can send that in. Our DJ will definitely play your special request for you. And then we have the Wednesday show, which you hear right now. And then we have our Friday show. Our Friday show is the original show that started GQ Palace, which is Love and Entertainment with Rich Money and Storm, myself. And we do air every single Friday. If you don't catch us on Friday, definitely you'll be able to have a repeat show. We'll do a repeat show on for you guys. So this way you're able to, you know, check us out on the archives. Any show that you do miss here on GQ Palace, you can always just press the link and you're able to go to the archives to listen to any show from now, I believe, until the original shows that we've had, which, oof, we've been in business for many years. So I believe you can go on Blog Talk Radio, or you could just press that link. Once you go to the search engine for Blog Talk Radio, you'll be able to see everyone that we've interviewed. The magazine, I believe, that we've had, this piece of that as well. So GQ Palace has been around a long time, y'all. We are super excited and we are blessed to be here. As each year and each day goes by, it's a blessing. So usually on our Wednesday show, we have a topic that we discuss. We do a little bit of diva mail from time to time. But tonight's show, we're going to do a little bit different. There's a couple events that's going on that I'm going to be mentioning throughout the show. We'll do a little bit of cross-promotion for the different events that we'll be taking part in. So definitely check us out, check them out, you know. So it's important, it's important. So with that being said, we're just going to chop it up. It's Happy Hump Day, it's Wednesday. A lot of things going on in the world, you know, but definitely, you know, what better place to be than here on a Diva Squad, chilling with your girl Storm. And our show on Friday airs from 7 p.m. to 8, from 7 to 8 p.m. Like I said, that's the Love and Entertainment show. So what we're going to do now is we're just going to go to a quick song, and then I have a whole bunch of flyers to do some cross promotions, because that's what we're going to do. And then we're also just going to, you know, talk about a topic or two with, you know, school being out and it being summertime. And, of course, you know, a lot of things going on. You know, do you guys feel that the activities that we've had for the children back in the day are different than now since the pandemic? I was talking to one of my coworkers, and they were trying to explain that, you know, because of the pandemic, that a lot of the funding has been taken away for the activities for the schools. So with there being no activities, the kids are stuck being at home. So as parents, what's your role in that? You know, are you active in that? Are you trying to keep, you know, your children busy this summer, or are we sitting at home chilling with the video games and the TikTok and all that stuff? What's your take on that? So what's the parents' role in summertime when there's no school? Is there any schooling going on at home, do you believe? Are you taking the kids out for activities? What's really good? What's going on? You know, speaking to several people, they're saying pretty much that this, you know, we're lax. You know, we're just chilling at home and parents go to work and kids are at home with video games and TikTok and becoming TikTok famous. But no one's really doing any type of educational. We're going to take it there just for a little bit. You want to call in, you can press the one button just to give your feedback on that. Are you an active parent, you know, or are you just letting your kids stay at home and just enjoy the summer? You know, I would hope that the funding, you know, that there is still funding for cities and that some of the kids are going to summer school and some of the kids are working and with disability. I would hope, but from what I'm hearing from several people, they're like, no, it's not happening. You know, different people that they speak to, it's not happening, you know. So we're going to go for a song real quick. We're gonna come back on the air. Check us out. GQ Palace Radio.
Y'all check it. Call us.
Everybody get up.
If you
gotta get up.
All right, y'all, we're going to try this again. I was told that I did sound like I was underwater, in which I am not. Can hear me loud and clear? I am the girl Storm. You are live here on the Diva Squad. We are live every single Wednesday at 8 p.m. The number to call is 319-527-6761. You have to press 1 to go in the air. Give you a shout out. I'll give any suggestions. Is there anything you want to talk about tonight? Floor is open. I was just mentioning a conversation that I had earlier today with one of my coworkers, and they were explaining that there was no funding for like summer schools and activities for the kids. So they were explaining that nowadays the parents are so laid back, where the kids are at home playing video games and TikTok, you know, being TikTok famous, that the parents aren't really pushing that structure over the summer, so that there's no education really going on, nothing educational. So I was just asking, how are you? Are you one of those parents that are not pushing their responsibility, continuing the education, you know, giving the kids something to do over the summer, you know, or, you know, are they wrong? Is there funding? You know, I could have sworn that one of my church family, that she works at a school, and summer school is open out east, and it's live and well, and it's going on, you know. We don't have any, you know, children that are in summer school, you know, right now. So I really don't know. But that's why I'm asking you guys. So Tina said, why didn't we pick a grown folks topic for tonight? So my question for you is, do you want to talk about love? You know, is there a such thing, you know, as love anymore for people? You know, Tina, this is your time to tune in because you said ask a different question. So here's a love question, love topic for you. What's your thought on love? Is it a such thing as love at first sight? Or is it kind of like when you meet somebody and you fall in lust with them, is it just a lust thing? Or can you look at someone and say, wow, like I could just imagine spending the rest of my life with this person? Like, what's your thoughts on that? So those are a couple topics, you know, for y'all, you know, press that one button or send me a message and we'll go from there. But tonight's show, I did want to just take a second and just promote the different events that GQ Palace will be taking part of, as well as promote the shows that GQ Palace has. So I want to start off with the first event that's going to be taking place is July 15th. July 15th in Riverhead. It's a free concert in the park. And it's going to be brought to you by AAECF. So we have interviewed several people that's a part of the event on our Tuesday show, on our Wednesday show, and on our Friday show. So just to, you know, rehash it, we're going to just discuss it some more, you know, just to definitely, you know, cross-promote it, promote some more, try and get as many people as we can out there for the event. It's a free concert in the park where we do have artists, we have poets, we have dancers, there's going to be a live DJ. People are going to be performing live for you right in the park. So they'll also be explaining about AAECF, you know, the foundation, what it's about, how it got started, you know. So I'm just going to name some of the people that's going to be there. Arnell is going to be there. Jawan, AK, we had her on the show last week, Wednesday, and we interviewed her. She's a poet, and she spoke about how she was a two-time suicide survivor. So we interviewed her last week. You know, very, very talented, strong-minded. She gave her testimony, talked about everything that she went through. DJ Sincere will be there as well. We interviewed Dr. Love, Jim Banks, from the AAECF as well. Who else did we have on? We interviewed Arnell, but she's also, you know, a big part of the AECF. We have Mark M.K., who's going to be performing. Deverne Williams, he's a big headliner. With Chrissy, the vocalist, will be out there. We do have, I believe the Shinnecock Dancers will be there. They'll promote, you know, what they're doing, their heritage, how the land, you know, talking to us about the land that's there and just what's going on with it. We do have Dr. Gregson Piggott. He's a saxophone player. He's going to be there performing. So definitely some talented people. I do see some more people. Bishop E.D. Enwar is going to be there as well. JA, it is a nonprofit organization, 501c3. And we have Twinis and Shay. They're going to be there as well. There's going to be food, raffles, 50-50. Some of the sponsors, you know, are the Jazz Funk Soul radio station, GQ Palace Radio. DMP will be in the building for the DJ. Also one of the sponsors, Backyard Boys, A&M Electrical Contracting, Sister Circles, looks like Song and Dance. There's so many people there. You guys have to definitely, you know, check them out. And also one of the things that I do like about the AAECF is it's also women's youth mentoring. So that's big, you know. I know for me, it's a big deal. It's something that you guys, you know, just talking to the women real quick, you know, mentoring the young women and just making sure they're on the right track. And with everything that's going on, you know, whether it's abuse in the household, domestic violence, you name it, you know, you want to be able to mentor to them. And there's also a men's mentoring group as well, where they mentor to young adults. And you're never too old, you're never too young to be able to get some words of encouragement or some wisdom from somebody. So you definitely want to, you know, check out the event. July 15th, there's going to be food trucks out there. Food trucks, yes. Vendors, merchandise. Now, it's not too late if you want to be a vendor or if you want to help sponsor the event. You know, it's not too late. Go on to AAECF, Inc., www.gqpalaceradio.org. All the information's on there. You can check that out, as well as the next event is going to be August 4th. Is Unity Baptist Church Friend and Family Event. So on Friday, August 4th, it's going to be an outdoor movie night, $5 per family. You can bring your own lawn chairs, blanket, or you can sit in the car, watch the movie. Saturday is going to be the Fun Festival, which is going to be bouncy houses, face painting, ice cream, food, raffles, 50-50. That's free admission. And then we're going to end it with Sunday, August 6th, 11 a.m., is going to be a communion service with Unity Baptist Church. And this will be taking place in Mattituck, New York. The address is 655 Factory Avenue, and that's Mattituck, New York. Any questions, you can contact myself, or you can email ubcmattituck@gmail.com. So, of course, rain or shine, we're going to be out there. If it rains too bad, we're going to be out there the following week, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. So, but we're going to pray for some good weather, and that's the goal. The goal is good weather so that we can be out there. So we're going to be in the building for those two events. Make sure you check us out. You know, make sure you check us out. Tell a friend to tell a friend. You know, check out GQ Palace. You can reach us on every website. You know, just Google it. If you're on Facebook and you want to contact us, go on Facebook and contact us as well. So I'm just going to be jumping back. So, yeah, so Tina's nervous, but she said there's no such thing as love at first sight. So this is a part of the show where as we do the topics, you know, people can press the one button so that they can give their feedback on it, on the topic. You know, or you can send messages in. Either way, it works. You know, if you press the one button, you can be whoever you want to be, and you can just give your feedback. But Tina is saying that there's no such thing as love at first sight. So, of course, my next question is why? You know, why do you feel that way, Tina? Of course, you know I'm going to hit you with another question, and anybody can answer that question. Just one, you know, one caller is saying that, no, there's no such thing. You know, she doesn't believe in it. She's explaining. Okay, so she's explaining that when you look at someone, if it's love at first sight to her, he feels that you're looking at the person's appearance because you haven't exchanged any words with the person. You're just looking at that person. So the love that you're feeling is really lust, and it's you're looking at that person, and you haven't spoke to them, so you don't know anything about them. You don't know if what they're saying is even going to make sense to you. So, Tina, it's your opinion. You know, everyone's definitely entitled to it. So, and we appreciate it. You know, we do appreciate your feedback on the topic. And then as far as the schooling, she said her school is having summer school with no problems, and there is funding. So, you know, maybe my coworker's school district is different. I don't know. Like I explained to them earlier, every school district is different. You know, once those budgets pass and you have these kids that did not pass, that need these extra classes or need to be able to take a class to be able to pass, whatever it is, you know, I would hope that us as parents, we're encouraging them to be able to be the best that they can. And it's okay to have to go to summer school, you know, to be able to get the extra help that you may need to do it. You know, a lot of kids are still struggling. You know, people say, oh, you can't use the pandemic. You can use the pandemic because a lot of people are still going through it. You know, a lot of things were shut down. A lot of people didn't have much, you know, and now everyone's trying to, like, just pick up the pieces again. So, and we get it. You know, there's no judgment here, here on GQ Palace. You can be what you want to be. You do what you want to do. You know, we're just here to help, encourage, and motivate people to be the best version of themselves that they could possibly be. So with that being said, we're going to go to another song. I'm going to check some more messages, and then we're going to come back and give you guys some more music and discuss some more topics and just see where your head is. But definitely press that one button if you want to go on the air and hang out with your girl Storm in the building. Check us out. GQ Palace Radio, Love Fantasy, and I'm your girl Storm. We'll be right back. All right, Mr. DJ, what you got? What you got? Get some talent, baby. Girl Storm, and I'm back. So I was definitely in here doing a two-step, just saying I love the music, I love the vibe. So it's definitely a vibe here at the Palace, so check us out. So I also inboxed some scary people and told them to call in and press that one button. You know, I call them scary because they're my girlfriends. So, and they're always like, I don't want to go on the air, I'm scared. Press that one button, y'all. Press that one button, top it up with the girl. But, yes. of course, more people are sending messages and, you know, different opinions when it comes down to the education. You know, some, the census is the parents are saying that they're not black, that they are definitely pushing their kids. Most of the kids have summer jobs. Anyone that's supposed to go to summer school, they are going to summer school. So that's definitely all good news. You know, shout out to all the graduates. It doesn't matter if a kindergarten graduate or a high school graduate, a moving up ceremony, whatever it may be. You know, we are proud of you here at the Palace. So definitely keep pushing, keep thriving. Parents, keep doing a great job. Because, you know, those of you who have been to graduations, they always say, stand up, find your parents, and clap for them. You know, because, you know, us as parents, you know, we do play a part in making sure you get up in the morning, you know, to get to school, making sure you do everything you're supposed to do. And when, you know, the kids reach those milestones in their life, we definitely want to, you know, congratulate them and just make sure that they know that, you know, we're proud of you and what you're doing and everything that's going on. And we want to encourage you to be the best version of you that you can possibly be, because that's what it's about. Be better than you were the day before. No matter what it is, you want to keep pushing, you want to keep striving. You know, people say, okay, pandemic, yes. The pandemic has affected a lot of people. Some people we've interviewed, they said, oh, I wasn't really affected. You know, I'm going to tell you, me wearing a mask all day, I was affected, you know. It's something different that you're not used to. And, you know, it was a lot, you know. So, Cheryl Storm, I was affected by it. The mask, school closing, job cutting the hours, you know, people being able to receive the unemployment, making $1,000 a week at home, chilling, you know. I was affected. So I can speak for myself, and I can say that I was definitely affected by the pandemic. And I know if I was affected, I know the kids were affected. You know, each year, the struggle, each day, each month, each week, you know, of online schooling and not being able to really socialize and be able to communicate, you know, face-to-face with people because, you know, of the coronavirus was a big deal. So, and we did it. So, you know, anyone that was able to overcome that, you know, it's a blessing by itself. You know, we did lose a lot of people, you know, during this pandemic at the same time. So even losing people, you know, we have to make sure that we're thankful and that we don't take life for granted and that we continue to strive and do better. So that's why I like to say just be better, you know, than you were the day before. Strive to be the best version of yourself that you can be. And sometimes it does take a village. You know, sometimes you feel like you could do it by yourself. If you can, pass off to you, you know. If you can't, it's time to lean on those support systems to be able to make sure that you have the support that you need. The domestic violence numbers, those numbers went crazy, you know, because people are stuck in the house, you know, and half of them are stuck in the house with their abusers. So nothing to do, no place to go, no money coming in, no, just a lot of struggles going on. So I believe that majority of us is blessed and thankful that we're able to make it, you know, that we've made it this far. You know, tomorrow's not promised. So with tomorrow not being promised, we just can't take it for granted. So shout out to all the listeners that are listening in, as well as if it's on the line or if you press the link and you're listening in. You press the link, you do have to call in, press the one button, 319-527-6761, to be able to go on the air. So just a couple more people are weighing in, and I just want to give the topics again, just so everyone knows what they are. You know, do you believe in love at first sight, you know, was one of the topics. And do you also, are you one of those parents who are just chilling and you're working, your children are at home, video games, you know, are you one of those parents where you're encouraging them to do better? You're encouraging them to be active, to get jobs, whether it's babysitting, are you pushing them to get up away from the TikTok and away from, you know, the video games? Are you encouraging them to do better? You know, what's your thoughts on that? So those are two topics you guys to think about. Definitely have to press the one button to be able to give your feedback on a topic or send in messages, to definitely you know, send me a message, and I'll definitely read your answer anonymously, of course, because you're not, you know, you're not on the air with me. So if anyone says, okay, hey, you can say my name, then I say your name. If you don't really want your name mentioned, that's fine. But the phone lines are open for that. So, okay. So two more people, you know, are saying that they're not pushing their kids to get jobs this summer and that they're allowed to just pretty much just chill and relax because they've been through a lot throughout the year. Suffering from depression and anxiety, so they're not really pushing them to do anything over the summer, which is fine. It's up to you. That's your life. You know, that's your story. Long as you like it, I love it. There's no judgment here, you know, at the palace. You can be and do whatever you want to do. It's just questions, and you give the feedback, and I just read your answers, and that's it. So whatever works for you guys, that's what it's about today. It's whatever works for you. If you feel you want to do something different, then do it. You know, a lot of people, you know, are saying that, you know, when you're dealing from with depression and anxiety, keeping busy does help. You know, we interviewed someone last week, and she was AK was on the air, and she was actually a two-time suicide survivor. So I mentioned it earlier, and yeah, I mentioned it again because it's a big deal. You know, at a young age to be able to, you know, suffer from depression and anxiety, and as we are adults now, some of us still suffer from it. You know, so some of us still deal with different things on a daily basis that may not make us feel good. You know, we might have conversations with people that may not make us feel good, and it might heighten that depression or heighten that anxiety. So I like to say journaling is the best thing for anyone that's suffering from depression or anxiety. Journaling, writing down your feelings, being able to identify with what you're feeling and what made you feel that way is the key, I believe. It's why do you feel the way you feel? You know, is it something that was said? Is it something that was done? You know, is something that people say to you, are you taking it to heart? Is it on a personal level? I think that sometimes we have to analyze the conversations that we have with different people to be able to understand where they're coming from. And, of course, be the first person to say, you know, if someone says something that makes you feel some type of way, say, hey, you know what? You know, with all due respect, you know, I didn't like the way you spoke to me. I didn't like what you said. You know, it could have been the tone of which you said it. It's okay to say it, you know, to someone. So this way they know this is why you feel the way that you do feel, you know. And they, and if they respect you enough, they will explain to you why they said what they said and what tone they said it in to get you to understand that this is why I said it this way. You know, it's a big deal, guys. If someone tells you, you know what, not feeling it today. You know, I'm not feeling it today. You know, I'm just not feeling myself. You know, as humans and, you know, people who, you know, we did wake up this morning and we're thankful for that. It's okay to say, why do you feel that way? You know, is it something I can do to help you? Because you want somebody in your circle to be on the up and up. You know, some of us are, you know, stressed, overwhelmed. We work a lot. We do a lot of different stuff, a lot of different personalities from different people. And sometimes our mind goes a mile a minute. You know, we have a hard time turning stuff, you know, turning our brain off or being able to deal with different people on different levels. So I would say communication, you know, journaling will help you with the anxiety and depression, you know, being able to identify why you feel the way you feel, what made you feel that way is important. So I would definitely say journaling is the key for that. And then after you journalize, you know, you journal with it, you want to be able to communicate with whoever the person is, you know, if it's your friend, if it's your mother, you know, cousin, aunt, whoever it is, just make sure you can say to them, like, hey, you know what, this is why I feel the way I do. Because sometimes there's no right or wrong answer. It's just, we can answer, you know, a perfect example. I can answer one of the kids and I can be stressed and overwhelmed with my day, and I can give them a response and a tone that maybe I don't mean to give them. It's just because I have so much going on in my head that I'm answering this way. And I'm not saying you have to, you know, tiptoe on eggshells, but you want to make sure that if you do hurt someone's feelings or you say something in a tone that could be triggering to someone, you want to be able to, you know, identify it. You know, you also want to be able to know the triggers. What are your triggers? You know, we were talking the other day, And it was as simple as, what are your triggers? Do you know what your triggers are? Do you know what someone can say to you that can make you snap? You know, do you know that? You have to know your triggers, because this way when people say something to you, you know, some people is road rage. You know, when they're driving in the car and someone cuts them off, it's like, bleep, 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 bleep. You know, you want to make sure that, like, that could be a trigger when you're driving and someone cuts you off. And now you want to chase them down and act a fool. You want to make sure that you're able to identify that. So you might want to you might want to slow down. You might want to, you know, if you see somebody driving erratically, you know, you might want to slow down, get into a different lane, or if you're still, just go slow. You know, because sometimes when you have people speeding on the highway, they're going in and out of lanes. You don't know what lane they're going to go in. So maybe just stay in the lane that you're in and just slow down a little bit. You know, if you see that person that got that truck that want to cut you off when you're trying to drive down the road, you want to make sure that you, you know, okay, you know, am I in a rush today? Am I going to let you in or not? You know, just saying. I can laugh about it because I've been there, done there. I could definitely identify with the road rage of being cut off by someone and being like, bleep, 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 you know, or the finger going up or something like that. Something that's not Christ-like and that's not the right thing to do. You know, I can identify it and I could check myself, you know, with it. But even with that, sometimes when you're driving and we have our young drivers and we're trying to, you know, make sure that they're safe in what they're doing, you want to lead by example. You know, you don't want to be, you know, bleep, 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 you know, when your kids are in the car, because then trust and believe, when they start driving and somebody cut them off, they're going to be like, bleep, 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 bleep. You know, the same thing you did, they're definitely going to do, because they're going to mimic what they saw you do. So it's not a funny, but it's funny. You know, it's like here at the palace, the beauty of it is, you know, you have to have fun. You got to enjoy life a little bit, live a little, you know, it's okay. Live a little. I do want to give a shout out to Rich Money. We do have an anniversary coming up this weekend. You know, if you know, you know. So definitely shout out to him. Happy early anniversary, because we definitely will not be on the air on our anniversary, you know. But shout out to him. shout out to anyone that's celebrating a birthday, you know, shout out to them. I want to say we actually went to, I had the privilege of going to a baby shower over the weekend. One of my good friends, you know, my sister friend, Cass had a baby shower for her son and her daughter-in-law, you know, just saying, you know, it was beautiful. It was beautiful. The atmosphere was beautiful. It was just a beautiful event, you know, and they don't have, you know, like baby showers like that. You know, the games were played, you know, food was good. Atmosphere was good. The vibe was good. It was definitely a vibe. So definitely shout out to her and many blessings to your new bundle of joy that's going to be coming, you know. And just, you know, shout out to my friend groups, you know. Definitely love you guys and thank you guys for supporting me. And one of these days y'all going to press that one button and come on the air with me and chop it up. But, you know, until then, you know, I'm still going to hold it down and, you know, give shout outs to my loved ones. You know, definitely it takes, you know, strong people to be able to deal with me and this attitude from time to time, this workaholic. But thank you guys for keeping me grounded. I mentioned the events that GQ Palace will be taking part in. Just remember the phone lines are always open, 319-527-6761. We will be interviewing again, I believe, either Friday or next week, Wednesday. We'll definitely be back on the air doing our interviews. So definitely check us out for that. There's always an interview. There's always someone looking to promote what they're doing. And GQ Palace is always willing to help you promote what you're doing. It's nothing too small. You know, there's nothing, no matter if you feel it's small here at the Palace, we want you to know your vision, your dream is big, you know, and you have to be your number one supporter and no matter what you choose to do. And everything else will fall into place. but you have to believe it yourself. You got to believe in what you're doing. Trust the process of it. So I'm going to definitely mention the events just quickly this time, July 15th. There's event AECF. It's a free concert in the park. Definitely check us out there. Your girl Stone will be hosting. Me. I'll be hosting it this year. It's our second annual. Super excited. We got a long lineup this year, bigger than last year. The vendors will be out there. Food trucks is out there. Once again, it's a networking opportunity for anyone that's looking to network. You know, if you're looking for exposure, you're looking to perform, you know, if you're just looking to be around positive people, positive out, positive events, and it's free. Just saying. Free. So you can definitely check us out. We'll be in the building. It's in Riverhead, so it's far. It's a hike. But guess what? Support is support. So you can check us out there July 15th. It's hosted by AAECF. If you want any information, you can go online on the AAECF.org. If you want to be a sponsor, if you want to be a vendor, check out the website. You can also look on my page, GC Palace page. We're promoting the event hard. We believe in it. We definitely support it. And then Unity Baptist Church will be having an event August 4th, 5th, and 6th. It's family and friends fun weekend, movie night Friday, games and activities, bouncy house, ice cream, all that stuff on Saturday. And then it's going to be communion Sunday on the 6th. So definitely check us out for that. Unity Baptist Church will be in that event as well. Juicy Palace will be in the building. So definitely check us out. If anyone has any events that they do want to mention, they want us to support, definitely send us the information. You know, we can mention it. GQ Palace is nationwide here on Block Book Radio. So you can be anywhere in the world and be able to listen to the show. So it's a toll-free number. So definitely check us out. So what we're going to do is we're pretty much going to go to the last song that's going to end the show out. But I do want to just take a second real fast and just thank all the callers, all the listeners for definitely checking us out. The feedback by messages, you know, you guys are always welcome. I appreciate it. You know, keeps me grounded, keeps us busy here at the Palace. I did ride this dolo tonight, the girl Storm. Yeah. Did a one-man show tonight, and I love it. I love it. It's definitely a blessing, you know, to be able to, you know, run this show and do what I got to do and, you know, keep us going and keep us up, you know, above water, because that's what we do. My other two hosts will be back on next week, Wednesday, same time, same place. But we're going to go out with a song, let the DJ pick that song. Or DJ, what we could do is we do promote and rotate the music of up-and-coming artists. You could definitely end the show with one of the up-and-coming artists that we've had on GQ Palace Radio. GQ Palace has been in business for a very long time, guys, and we're definitely looking to expand and definitely, you know, we like to say taking the world by storm. Nobody does it better. You know, you have to believe in yourself. You have to push yourself, motivate yourself. So I'll just give my feedback on the topic tonight, and then we'll just go out with one of the songs that we have that's in rotation. So my feedback for tonight's show is definitely when it comes down to the kids, it's summertime, it's hot. Motivate them, uplift them, keep them busy. You know, keep them busy, out of trouble, out of harm's way. Give them little assignments. Give them little things to do. But something to keep the mind occupied. You can always Google different things that you could do on TV. You could Google it online. You could go on YouTube. There's so many different outlooks that you can go to. So you definitely want to make sure that you check that out and keep your kids busy at all times. And like I said, shout out to all the graduates. It's definitely, you know, it's a blessing. So from kindergarten to moving up, you name it, we are proud of you here at the Palace. Keep striving, keep pushing. Parents, keep motivating these kids to be the best that they can be. As I like to say, a better version of themselves. Do better than you were the day before. You want each day is a new day. Start it fresh with an open mind and be ready to attack it. You know, and live each day as if it's your last. When it comes down to love at first sight, I do believe in love at first sight. And some people disagree, but guess what? It's the palace. You can agree, you could disagree, we can agree to disagree, and we just keep it moving, you know. But your girl Storm does believe in love at first sight. And trust me, sometimes I believe it's when you look at someone, you don't want to go by the looks, because they could be the most handsomest person in the world, and they could be the ugliest person inside. So you want to make sure that when you say love at first sight, the girl Storm, I feel like you need to have a conversation with the person. You need to be able to feel their vibe. You need to be able to have a conversation with them and be on the same accord with them at all times. You know, so I believe in it. Guess what? It takes a strong person to deal with it. But as I say to anybody, you want to make sure that you accomplish the things that you want to accomplish, whether it's relationship goals or whether it's just goals in general, and work on the self-care for yourself. But it's your girl Storm. It's about 8:54. I'm going to sign out. It was a wonderful show. Thank you guys for listening. Thank you for all the feedback. I appreciate you. I love you like always. Have a blessed and safe weekend. Happy anniversary to my handsome husband. And with that being said, God bless you all. Take care. Butter baby.
It's a story about a young girl, true and all, been through it all. She was only 16, but swore she knew it all. No family, no one to call, in the world she's lost. Skipping school, letting all the boys inside her drawers. Getting higher, more than weed, I'm talking coke and speed. She feels school is something that she don't really need. She barely reads and writes, running with them thieves at night. Sleeping with grown men in search of a sweeter life. She sells her body for a sweet price. One sniff for that blow and she's in paradise. She wants to find herself but has no insight. At night she cries for help cause she don't understand life. At least the life she lives. What kind of life is this? For a young girl whose life is priceless. Precious as a jewel. But here's the sad news. She died of AIDS. Another gone too soon. Too soon. Too soon.
When you're dreaming with a broken heart, you're dreaming with a broken heart. Don't wake it up. You roll out of bed and down on your knees, and for a moment you can hardly breathe, wondering what she really is. And she's standing in my room. No, she's not. She's gone, 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 gone.
She wakes up every morning after a good stretch and yawning, ready to face the trials and tribulations of the day. He feels his family doesn't love him cause he's gay. No one accepts him except for the ones he's sexing. He gets bullied in school, the kids treat him cruel. He wants to end it all but not sure what he should do. His heart is filled with blues, he has nothing to lose. Still he dresses and dresses in high heel shoes, with his long hair, lipstick and pretty jewels. It makes him to stay him and not change for them. So misunderstood, somebody pray for him. All alone in this world, no one to take him in. I pray to God to make a way for him. He wants it all to end, though it's hard to overcome the situations that he's in. Because he loves men, who are we to label that as sin?
When you're dreaming with a broken heart, don't wake it up, it's a part of time. You roll out of bed and down on your knees, and for a moment you can hardly breathe, wondering what she really is. She's standing in my room. No, she's not. Cause she's gone, 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 gone.
Mom and dad had a little baby girl, but the daddy wanna be in a little baby's world.
So she grew up confused, thinking to herself, why daddy ain't wear them shoes to put on his feet to walk her to school. The other kids' fathers did it, that was cool. She cried so much tears she could have made a pool. She felt this pain all through grade school. Father's Day came, she wrote, I hate you. When that karma come, Jesus can't save you. Her conscience saying, your dad probably hates you. Show love to his son so he looks like an angel. On Facebooks and pics, it's all smiles. When she's here on the other side, it's all frowns. Now her little heart damaged, thinking to herself, will he care if I vanish? Mommy, why my daddy don't love me? Then her conscience say, probably think you ugly. Big day for her. Graduation. She texts him, are you coming? Please don't have me wait. Don't have me wait. Don't have me wait.
When you're dreaming with a broken heart, the waking up is the hardest part. You roll out of bed and down on your knees, and for a moment you can hardly breathe, wondering what she.